Pusho nendino we magani dug. Beshko benesia kwe indigo. Mang and dudem. Ga osis kwa jime kag and dunjiba. Ga misqua wako kag ninda. Elaine Fleming nendishina kaz. Hello, my relatives. My spirit name is One Thunderbird Woman. And that's the name that the universe knows me by. That's what my elder Mesa Nanaquad taught me. And I'm with the Loon Clan. I'm an enrolled member of the Leech Lake Band of Ojibwe and the Minnesota Chippewa Tribe. I'm also a resident of Cass Lake, Minnesota. I live on the lovely east end of Cass Lake. And my community is really known as Gamis Guawakokag, which means a place of red cedar. And you know, as a nation, it's so important for us to recognize our land base and to respect it, because all those things that were created before us, they are what we depend on for life and for our future. And so I want to say welcome to History of Leech Lake. And of course, my colonized name is Elaine Fleming. I teach at Leech Lake Tribal College. And I've lived in Cass Lake most of my life, except for about 20 years when I journeyed out to get my first college education and to join the military. And then I returned home, and here I've stayed for over 40 years now. So, and what I've been sharing with you is history of Leech Lake through the Debajaman, and that's our own nation's newspaper. And I always enjoy looking back through the old articles, and much more now. It's very disheartening nowadays, and May 2017, to be listening to the news reports that come out about what's going on in the world with things like Enbridge and politics. So, but right now I was sharing information about the Chief Bagone Gishik School, and this is from an article that was written on March 1987. And the title of the article from Debajaman is Chief Bagone Gishik Magnet School, A New Look. And so just to remember that the school originally began from a walkout by students from the Catholic High School in the 70s, and it had to do with the racism that was being perpetuated against the indigenous students there in Cass Lake. And so this school, and the articles talks about the school had started 10 years ago in 1977 as an alternative educational facility for those students who were having educational and behavioral difficulties in the public schools on the reservation, most specifically Cass Lake. And so they have the construction of the new school in 1984, the Bagone Gishik School, and the enrollment jumped from less than 100 students to over 240 students. The student population had increased each year since, and over 375 students have attended the Buck School this past year, 1987. Prior to 1984, the students came mainly from the Cass Lake and Bemidji area. Many students were at the school because they were experiencing educational difficulties at the public school. With the oncoming of the new school building, which meant more space, the school enrolled students from 8 school districts on and near the reservation. Parents elected to send their children to the Bagone Gishik School rather than the public school sending them to the Bagone Gishik School. This meant that the school now had the responsibility for the education of many students with different educational backgrounds. So this past year, in 1987, Ted Bogda was hired as the new superintendent of schools, and Bernice Vanette was hired as the elementary principal. And it talked about there was a no smoking policy that was instituted for the school for all students. And it talks about books, supplies, and classroom materials were ordered. The school had spent approximately $50,000 for classroom textbooks. Another $20,000 was spent to purchase library books. And that's really interesting because, you know, up until that time, they had had to borrow books and make their school books and materials so that they could teach. So the school has had trouble getting basketball games this past year, the article states, due to the school behavioral problems in the past. Again, the teams were told that they would be the ones that determined if they had a team. And so the boys, girls, and coaches responded, and the school received complimentary phone calls and letters from every school that they played about their positive behavior. So Bogda, he states, I'm proud of what our kids did. They showed what they were made of. They took a bad situation and turned it around. Everyone I've talked to has complimented our kids. We didn't win a lot of games, but they gave 100%. That is all you can ask. Tom Staples, the boys' basketball coach, stated, our teams, both girls and boys, never gave up. They gave their all. The teams are young and the wins will come in the future. The result is that we have a full schedule already for next year's basketball season. This is quite a turnaround from the 1986-87 season when we had to almost beg teams to play us. And so what I want to share with you then is I want to share with you an article that was written in the Debajimon and it was published in April of 1987. And this article is about, it was written by Desi MacArthur, and Desi was an eighth grade student in 1987. And the article that Desi wrote is titled, Chief Bagone Gishik School is Here to Stay. We all piled into the bleachers excitedly, wondering what kind of experience the game would be. As the bell rang, we watched the boys approach the court. The guys jumped their highest and the game was on. During the first quarter, both teams raced up and down the floor with our bug boys flying and shooting excellent shots. The score was 4-13 in our favor. During the second quarter, the opponents were gaining on us, but the boys were confident. By halftime, they were right behind us and coming up strongly. The crowd was going wild, cheering our team to victory. Each player had a face of determination. Third quarter started with shooting stars. The score was now tied. This was a great game. With a streak of lightning, fourth quarter started. Cheers and fears filled the Chief Bug School auditorium. 4, 3, 2, 1, and it was over, with us leading by only 1 point. Chief Bug students were screaming and congratulating each other. We all left the gym, talking of the game we watched. Everyone gone, nothing left but empty pop cans, potato chip bags, and memories of a great game. And again, that was an article written by Desi MacArthur, who was in eighth grade back in 1987. And it was titled, Chief Bagone Gishik School is Here to Stay. And it was about the success of the basketball team that Ted Bogda talked about. And also the basketball coach, Tom Staples, talked about. So I want to continue by, I want to continue with sharing just a little bit more information about Bagone Gishik School, about their elementary school. And I will do that in the next show. Miigwech bisandawi yeg. Miigwech. Miigwech for our Bagone Gishik School, our students, and our future of history of Leech Lake Nation. Miigwech. Mi'iu.